I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. You may have heard speculation the last couple of weeks that North Korean Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un faces serious health problems. Pastor Eric Foley of Voice of the Martyrs Korea says,
"It's important to understand that not a single credible source has given an indication of what is happening inside of North Korea. And in terms of Kim Jong-un, health. The health of the Kim family, their physical location, and the details of their lives are the most carefully guarded secrets in North Korea."
This information, Foley says, will not appear on a social media news feed or even one of the top U.S. media sites. The real news coming out of North Korea? With the country on coronavirus lockdown, Christians in North Korea have been sharing the gospel a little more freely. And hundreds of believers from every ministry sphere are teaming up to achieve one goal, reaching millions in the Middle East and North Africa with the good news of Christ. Over the next several days, we'll speak with Gospel Project leaders to learn which people groups are focused on and why, introducing 233 million people who've never heard about Jesus to our Lord and Savior is a monumental task. David Pope of Pope Initiative says there's a critical place for you in this story.
I think everybody's heard the three pray, give, and go things. But for us, prayer mobilization and intercession is not an afterthought. It's actually the groundwork before we go in.
Start a new prayer series with us at missionnews.org.
If we can foster biblically healthy churches and multiply them in this region, it'll impact the entire Muslim world.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunga Pandite. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that built our faith. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.